Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. And we go to our sports line with Coach Josh Kubiak from Columbia Central and their varsity football program. Coach, thank you for taking time and joining us today, man. We appreciate it.
No problem.
So let's talk a little bit about the season and where you are right now. 0-2 with losses to Napoleon and Adrian. Not exactly where you want it to be, but how is the team reacting so far to the season?
Our spirits are up. You know, obviously, like you said, we are not where we want to be. Obviously, we'd much rather be 2-0. Mm-hmm. But being said that, we only had like one or two kids coming into this season that had a lot of varsity playing experience, so we are young. Mm-hmm. We've been in both games, a break here or there. We could be 2-0. So our spirits are up. We keep improving every single day, and that's what our goal was going into the season.
Yeah. Heading into halftime of the first game, the rivalry game with Napoleon, you're right there tied at 14. And like you said, you were in the game throughout most of it, just got a little bit away from you in the second half.
Yeah, you know, Napoleon did a great job dealing with the heat. They did a great job preparing for us. And we just, you know, we had a couple bad snaps, a couple things just didn't go our way the second half. And we were, like I said, just our breaks did not go our way.
Hmm. Now, back in the day, when I was in school, Adrian High School, they were playing a lot of schools that were not in their area. And it just seems like the switch flipped for some reason. They're playing more and more local schools. They're quite a bit larger than Columbia Central. It almost to me seemed like a David and Goliath type of matchup last week.
Well, it kind of was. You know, they had a lot of different things going on in their program down there. They got hit with COVID, so they didn't scrimmage. They had a death in the team. Yeah. The week before that, so they didn't play week one. But we just kind of figured that it was a good local team for us to play. They have got smaller over the years, so they're not as big as they used to. Now, yes, they are still bigger than us. Mm-hmm. But if for us to find a good non-conference week two game, it was a good opponent for us to play.
So coming out of that game, 20-0, what were some of the things that coming out of that game you needed to work on for this week to get ready for Blissfield?
We have to get the killer instinct. We were inside the 24 times and didn't score. Mm-hmm. So right there, we left a lot of points that should have been on the board that we did not put on the board. And that's one of the things that we talked about in the off season is us, when we get down there, we have to put points on the board. We do that going into this week against Blissfield. I think we'll be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, Blissfield seems like a pretty good matchup. They've got two wins in the season already, but they seem like a pretty good matchup. Same size, pretty much across the board. What are you anticipating for the game this week?
Oh, it's going to be a typical LCAA game for us. It's going to be hard-nosed, tough football. A lot of, you know, who runs the football the best is going to win the game, and who can win the battle up front. That's what we faced week in and week out here in the LCAA.
All right, so that's going to be Friday night under the lights at Columbia Central. We're so happy to have that game on our sister station down the hall to the left on K105.3. Coach, just looking ahead at the rest of the season, or are you just taking it one game at a time right now? Anything coming up down the road that you're starting to prepare for?
No, we've always been just one week at a time. You know, we look at our opponent that we have right there. Like we said, there's not even our non-conference schedule. There's not a give me win ever on our schedule. So we go one week at a time, and we look for it. So right now, all of our focus is on Blissfield, and then next week we'll just focus everything on Onsted, and we'll go right from there.
All right, very good. Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck this Friday. We'll see you there.
Thank you very much.
Coach Josh Kubiak joining us here from Columbia Central on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. This is Talk Back Jackson Sports.